A.
To all staff from hgrimwald@edu.com. Subject, school trip. Dear staff, please do not forget about the meeting on May the 15th to discuss our school trip to Super Fun Park. We still have some planning to do. In particular, we need people to help with the following. Prepare an information leaflet. Book buses. Collect money for animal shelter. Let's make this trip the best ever. If you can help, contact me by May the 1st. Sincerely, Helen Grimwald, Senior Coordinator.
B.
A day at Super Fun Park. Bayside High School students and teachers. May the 31st. Rides and attractions to keep you going all day. Don't miss experiencing the jaw-dropping shock and awe tower. Prepare to be amazed at the views from the panorama. Have fun driving bumper cars, riding roller coasters, and rafting. Buses will leave the school outside the main entrance at 9 a.m. sharp. Don't be late. Cost, just $10. All money donated to City Animal Shelter, a worthy charity. Free drink with any snack you buy.
C. How do teens spend their free time?
It seems that parents are very concerned that their teenage children squander too much time hunched over their computers, playing video games or chatting to friends online. Our reporters have discovered that though this may be true of a minority of teens, most young people prefer to spend their free time out and about, socialising with their friends. "Sure, I use my computer a fair bit," said Maxine Smart, "but I'm not shackled to it. Most of my spare time is spent away from my desk. In fact, my friends and I do a lot of volunteer work for the local animal shelter." This is supported by a recent survey indicating that teens have a wide range of interests.
D. Profile. Tony Jones, youth worker, Bayside City. Tony Jones, a youth worker with Bayside City, has been working with teens for over 20 years. Jones says many things have changed in that time, but teens still remain teens. What does he mean by that? Young people are restless. They're always looking for something new to interest them. Basically, today's youth are doing what their own parents did before them. It's just that they think they're being radical and different. Jones earned a degree in psychology and sociology before becoming a youth worker. His job involves planning activities to keep teens busy during the school holidays. It's important, he says, to make a range of activities available so that teens can sample different things and find what they really enjoy. We offer opportunities for kids to grow and mature. There are volunteer programs teens can engage in that really help the community, says Jones. Sure, everyone likes to lounge by a pool in the summer, but if they can do something worthwhile with their time, they can develop a sense of achievement and purpose. He added that this year's program includes volunteer work at City Animal Shelter, and that many teens had already expressed interest in taking part.